Hello. Yes, hello, Bria. Hi, I'm Jesse, and I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing your community of the nation.
Okay, this isn't Bria. Bria stepped out. I'll let her call when she returns.
Okay, no worries, ma'am. If she's not available, your opinion is super important as well to us, ma'am. I'm just going to try to keep it very simple. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm female.
Female. Okay, thank you very much. And what is your year of birth?
16.
What is the year of your birth? No, just the year. What is the year of your
1960.
Birth?
1960.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, you're registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes.
Oh, great.
I'm registered.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish
I'm
origin?
I'm black.
Okay, okay, thank you. You're okay, so that's the next question. What is your race? So you say you're black or African American, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the country? Negative or positive?
Of what of the country?
In general, do you feel negative or do you feel positive about each of the following? The future of the country?
I'm positive about the country.
Positive about the future of the country. How about your own future?
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the planet?
I don't follow on that. So, negative.
Negative, right? Okay. How much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community, from 1 to 10.
I would say 6.
You would say 6, okay. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to you, young women, to young women in the U.S. today? I'm going to read the options. Economy and cost of living, mental health, abortion access, education, racism and discrimination, gun violence, healthcare, immigration, national security, crime, climate change, student loans. Select 3.
Economy
and cost of living. Okay, which one besides that? Another 2, please.
Landlord.
One more time, please. Crime, okay. And
student loan.
And student loans. Thank you very much. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Advancing in your career, hobbies and free time activities, contributing to positive change in your community, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, your education, improving or maintaining mental health, economic security and financial independence, caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, improving or maintaining physical health, work-life balance, or other.
What would you say you currently prioritize most?
My name is Bill Kahn on behalf of American Opinion.
Sorry?
Is it Annie?
Health.
Hello?
Okay, one more time, please.
Health.
Hobbies and free time activities, correct?
Yeah.
And what? 2 more, please. Advancing in your career, contributing to positive change in your community.
Yeah, advancing my career, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let's say those 3, okay? Thank you.
How long again? Because you woke me up from my sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm going to be very brief. We're almost done. Thank you. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Your spiritual religious beliefs, your profession, being American, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your hobbies or interests, your personality, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your sexual orientation, being a woman, being young. Don't know or refuse. Which one? Three of them, please.
The very first one.
Your spiritual religious beliefs was the first one that I read. The next,
yes,
your profession,
yes,
or being American,
mm-hmm,
being a member of your racial ethnic group. Which of those following traits are
spiritual,
most important to your identity?
Spiritual.
Okay, spiritual, got it. And two more, please, besides that. Which one of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to two more. Your profession, being American.
Profession.
One more, please.
Being American,
okay. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Dread, anger/frustration, hope, disappointment/sadness, happiness, pride, exhaustion, but don't know or refuse.
I don't know.
You may choose up to two. Just two.
Dread,
anger. You refuse. Okay. Thank you. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or don't know / refuse. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion?
I can't remember. So let me call. Do I send Bria? I'll tell Bria to call you because, oh my God, I work all day and I'm tired.
Oh, just your opinion. Remember, your opinion is very important, ma'am. You would say you are closest to your opinion with statement A, statement B, statement C, or don't know.
B.
Okay. What factors
no,
are
no,
most
no
to blame?
More.
Oh, we're almost done. Just let me ask you a few more. Just this is very
Let's
important.
See you more.
Your important. Your opinion is extremely important. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively?
I don't do anything with politics.
Me colgó.
About issues facing your community and the nation. I'll be as brief as possible, okay?